What do we say? What do you say for some guy who is so big? So big, John Urquhart. How do we even begin to fill this time and do him justice?
Well, I don't think we can do him justice. That's part of the issue. It's everybody's got something to say, and it's all important. But he was bigger than life is really what it boils down to, I think.
Yeah, but you knew him. The strangest part of it is bigger than life behind the microphone, but then in a public space where he was with other people that he didn't know that well, he was not. But then if you were with him at his house, with his family, or to dinner or whatever, like you had spent some time with him, he again was a bigger than life because he was always, you always felt like he was in service to you.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, I've done, as you know, I was the PIO for the sheriff's office for 12 years.
Yeah.
So I dealt with Dory all the time. And then I was sheriff for 5 years. And that continued on. And then I've been out of the game and we still talk. I would still do interviews with him. But a lot of the interviews I did were recorded the morning of. And so that gave me or gave us an opportunity just to talk, you know, off the record. Not as part of the story, and kind of get to know each other. And he, as you know, has three daughters, and I have two daughters. And there's fathers of daughters have some sort of a bond. I don't know what it is, but we would talk about our daughters. One of his daughters who got married recently, and they bought a house, and it was kind of a fixer-upper. And he would tell me about that. And coincidentally, my daughter and her husband bought a house recently. And it was kind of a fixer-upper. So both Dory and me were involved in getting the houses fixed up and helping them out and that sort of thing. Yeah. So there was that bond just from that alone.
Yeah. What happens to a city that loses somebody like Dory Monson?
Well, you know, I was actually just talking to my wife a few minutes ago. Who's going to replace him? You know, who is going to replace Dory and the reputation that he had and the stories that he had and the information that he presented? And gosh, I just don't know who it's going to be. You know, it's a cliche to say that someone is irreplaceable, but he certainly is irreplaceable on the radio. I don't know who it's going to be. You know, and they talk about Dory being pro-police, and that was certainly the case. But what I appreciated about him was he was pro-police with a nuance. In other words, it wasn't just a knee-jerk reaction. And if we or any police department screwed up, or the sheriff or the police chief screwed up, he'd call us on it. Mm-hmm. And he'd call us on it in a heartbeat. And I appreciated that because we're not perfect. We're the government, for God's sakes.
Right.
It's tough to get things right even 50% of the time, much less more.
Yeah.
And he and I would go round and round. And I learned early on that with Dory, you better not blow smoke. Because if you do, you're in big trouble. And I learned that the hard way, because he's smarter and more articulate, and he knew the issues better than most of the guests that are on his show. So either fall on your sword, or tell the truth, or have a conversation with him. The last time I talked to him was about a month ago, and he'd gotten a tip about something going on at the sheriff's office. And he wanted to run it past me and ask what I thought. Mm-hmm. And I told him, no, Dory, don't go with this story. It's not true. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
And he did that. But then we were talking about what's going to be next. And we decided that after the first of the year with the new legislature, they're going to be talking a lot about police reform. I says, Dory, you need to have me on. I got some real strong viewpoints about that.
Yeah.
And he says, Urquhart, I bet you do. And I said, Dory, and we're not going to agree on a lot of it. And, you know, you talked earlier today about how competitive he is. And that's true. But he loved a good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, John, I want you to push back on me as much as you can. That's what makes for good radio. And I enjoy doing that. And that's the other thing I appreciated about him. You could push back. And if you made a good point, he'd go along with it, or at least he wouldn't go after you for it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd appreciate that. And sometimes he'd even change his view.
Yeah, right. You know, you're not your ideas. you are your principles that you stand on, but your ideas can change, they can grow, they can develop, and the other person can have ideas that you can adopt, or you can see the other side of something, and that speaks to the strength of a character of a person that is willing to learn from somebody else and not feel that they have something taken from them, but they themselves become better because of it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So, I mean, for those that didn't like him, and there were many, the Seattle Times and others that just would, every time they get to take a shot at him, they would. The one thing I don't think Cairo 7 used it yesterday, was that they said, what do you want people to know about him that don't know him? Well, if you didn't like him, 5 minutes, seven minutes, that's all you need. At least you'd see the guy will see you as a human being. Right, see the humanity in you, not put you into some category or put you like a pigeonhole. You are a liberal, you're a conservative, you're this, you're that. But at least listen to you and not scream you down or hang up on you or not give you the microphone in the first place. So that's
you're absolutely right. And you need to go no further than people that would not come on his show, that really had an obligation to come on his show. And that's the mayor of Seattle, it's the governor, it's the county executive. All those people should have come on his show, but like I said, because they have an obligation to, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go after them just tooth and nail, because they wouldn't show up. Former sheriff is a prime example.
Yeah.
But if they did come on his show, he would be respectful every single time. He'd listen to them. He'd disagree with them more often than not, but he never put them down. He always was willing to listen to their arguments and make his own argument.
Right.
And that's really all you needed to do. Just come on his show and make your case. And if you can't do that, boy, then you certainly shouldn't be in politics. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, you were on many times, and you got to know him both professionally and personally. And I would hope, and you probably will agree, I hope you will anyway, you're a richer person because of that relationship, and you will be able to carry that with you for the rest of your life, John Urquhart.
No question about it.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your time.